In a fast-changing economic environment, HSBC's global network and local expertise leads the way in helping businesses meet their growth potential by connecting our customers to opportunities the world over. HSBC is on the ground in 71 countries and territories. Trade is in our DNA. To register for our next webinar, Forging Ahead, Global Trends for 2017 and Beyond, search online for HSBC Webinar or click the banner on your screen. HSBC, where ambition connects with opportunity.
The Federal Reserve sends new signals about a possible December rate hike.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. The Federal Reserve held short-term interest rates steady Wednesday and sent new hints that it expects to raise rates in December at its final scheduled meeting of 2016. Let's talk about the Fed's end-of-meeting statement with Chuck Self, Chief Investment Officer of iSectors based in Appleton, Wisconsin. Chuck, many observers were watching for how strong a signal the Fed would send regarding a rate hike in December. Among other things, policymakers pointed to signs inflation was firming. Do you think they sent a strong indication that short-term rates would rise at next month's meeting?
Yes, they did. And as you indicated, they indicated that inflation is increasing. They dropped a phrase on low inflation earlier in the year in the statement. And they've also said that the economic situation is becoming stronger enough so that the odds of rates increasing continue to increase is what they actually said. And so they sent as strong a signal as they probably can send, given that we still got a couple of employment reports before that meeting. But they're sending a strong signal that they would like to raise rates in December.
Chuck, your expectation is for a rate hike in December, and if I'm correct, at least two additional rate hikes next year. But you don't think the Federal Open Market Committee should raise interest rates next month, do you?
No, we do not. And we've seen this in the numbers that have come out here for October in the past week or so. Even though the GDP number was strong on the headline with 2.9%, when you took out trade, when you took out inventories, it was down at the 1% level. We've seen it with purchasing managers, with auto sales. And although clearly the price level has stabilized and maybe inflation is increasing, the economy is still growing at a 1.5% rate, even with the 2.9% print for the third quarter. So we think it's premature for the Fed to increase rates. And what we're even more concerned about is the so-called dot plot that came out at the last meeting indicating 2 to 3 rate increases next year. We think if they actually continue to say that in December, that the markets are not going to take it well.
So you don't think the economy is strong enough, really, to withstand a rate hike next December, let alone the other rate increases projected for next year?
Yeah, right. And it's the view has been that the second half of the year was going to be significantly stronger than the first half of the year. But again, when you adjust it for the one-time increases, 0.9% of that 2.9% were exports of soybeans, which is not something we do every quarter.
Right.
And so just even taking that out, we're talking about a less than 2% growth rate. And the economy needs more than that to sustain itself over the long run.
The markets have had kind of a rough patch recently. What's driven the markets? Is it worries about a likely rate hike in December, or is it uncertainty over the election?
Both, actually. If we go back to October 1st, the view of the percentage view of raising rates in December was probably close to 50%, and of course now it's 75%. So we've seen an increase in the probability that the Fed's going to do something in December, and I think investors are concerned about how aggressive will they be. We saw what happened last December when they raised rates, and they said they're going to raise rates 4 times this year. Well, the market certainly something like that. And then on top of it, the election has been crazy. And the poll, at one point, you know, Clinton was a shoo-in. Now it's not clear how much of a shoo-in she is. So the market doesn't like uncertainty. And if, it doesn't matter which direction it goes. It just doesn't like uncertainty. The good news has been is that earnings reports have come in better than expected. And that has kept a bid under the market, even though there have been certainly individual stocks that have increased or decreased significantly based on the news. But the earnings report for third quarter has been, the earnings reports have been better than expected.
Yeah, that's a hopeful sign. Where do you see the market headed for the balance of the year, taking into account the just concluded meeting, a possible rate hike, and the election?
Well, we actually think that the markets could be pretty flat for the rest of the year because we have all of these different things going on. We're concerned about the downside more than the upside at this point because as now that we're in the time frame between the October and the December meetings, we're going to be listening to speeches from Fed members, and they're going to be all over the map, and so it's going to be hard for the market to figure out how aggressive the Fed really wants to be here. So the market will churn on that, and then of course once we And then we'll have, of course, two employment reports, a bunch of other economic news. And then once we get to the December FOMC meeting, then we have to try to figure out whether the Fed is being aggressive or not. And so the good news is that, as we indicate, earnings have come in well. Interest rates remain low. So there's just forces on both sides. But our major worry is that the Fed is going to be too aggressive, and if that happens, then the market could be in for a correction if the market becomes concerned about it.
Chuck, what stock sectors do you see as potential growth areas for the rest of 2016 and heading into next year?
Well, again, we're looking for stocks that are not that does not need economic growth in order to do well, and so we're focused on three sectors. First, the utility sectors. Again, the market has gone up here, the stock market's gone up here, not because of any strong earnings increases, or even with interest rates going down significantly. It's been the chase for yield, and the market is being supported by companies that pay dividends are greater than treasury bonds, even corporate bonds at this point. And utilities are one of those sectors. You're getting yields close to 4% in a time where it's hard to get that anywhere else, and the prospect that the yield is going to grow. So if interest rates go down because of the concern about the economy slowing, utilities will do well. The second is energy. Energy has really been hit here with the concern about the OPEC production cuts, but the fundamentals, basic fundamentals, are getting better all the time. The inventories around the world are going down, and demand is going up, and for both oil and natural gas. So we think as a value play here, still 30% off its 2014 highs, energy is a good place. And finally, is technology. There's a secular story behind technology in that businesses and consumers have not invested in technology to the extent they did before the Great Recession. And so they're behind the eight ball at this point and need to make that investment. So we have a long-term view that technology should be owned as businesses and consumers catch up with their technology equipment spending.
Chuck Self, Chief Investment Officer of iSectors, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Thank you, Charlie.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.
Got an Amazon Echo or an Amazon Tap? Listen to the Wall Street Journal as part of your flash briefing. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.